can help. Tomorrow is Casa Day at Newhoff Media. Newhoff Media will be selling Playhouse raffle tickets for the Casa Castle and the Charleston Single House from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Central Park, or you can go to MaconCountyCasa.org to buy raffle tickets. The average federal tax refund in Illinois ranks 7th highest among the 50 states, according to a new analysis from the website 24/7 Wall Street. The average refund was $3,525 based on 2017 IRS data book numbers. The refunds resulted from more than 245 million tax returns. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
What sparked the fire? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is a big question. Hours after the flames were finally put out at the Notre Dame Cathedral, French President Macron says,
"We will rebuild this cathedral altogether, and it is undoubtedly part of the French destiny and the project we will have for the coming years."
Some wealthy French business leaders have already pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to do that. Fox's Simon Owens live in Paris.
Dave, the flames are now extinguished. Smoke is no longer billowing into the sky here. Instead, the hulking shape of Notre Dame's primary stone structure stands against grey skies, now missing its spire and roof. The Paris skyline has changed. The sidewalks around the cathedral are crowded as people get as close as they're allowed in order to take a look at the damage. Paris prosecutors saying at this stage they believe the fire was an accident. Dave?
Simon, Iran is retaliating for the U.S., designating the Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. Parliament overwhelmingly approved a bill labeling American forces in the Middle East as terrorists. There's a new 2020 contender.
A better America starts here. Bill Weld for president. Join us.
And Bill Weld's running as a Republican, challenging President Trump in the primaries. The former Massachusetts governor says our country's in grave peril. He can't sit on the sidelines any longer. Bernie Sanders, who's leading among candidates in the Democratic race, pushed his Medicare for All plan at a Fox News forum.
We spend twice as much per capita on health care as do the people of any other nation.
Now, Sanders wants the government to take over, and we pay no premiums or out-of-pocket expenses, though he admits
health care costs money. Are people going to pay more in taxes? Yes.
Speaking of taxes, Sanders released 10 years of his returns, urging the president to release his as well. But a Trump lawyer is urging the Treasury Department not to give them to House Democrats, calling their request political, not for legislative purpose. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee says he has the authority under tax code and the IRS must comply. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us. And find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments. Clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Amid all the controversy about stopping a surge of illegal immigrants at the border, which President Trump is calling a crisis, Democrats say it's manufactured. The CEO of a construction company in North Dakota, Fisher Sand and Gravel, has gone to Arizona to demonstrate how he could build 218 miles of steel slat fence in a little over a year for less than the president asked Congress for. Tommy Fisher told the Fox News Rundown podcast he'll give the demonstration to some members of Congress today.
They're all for border security. They really want to get it done. They're not happy with the progress that's happening down there right now in the current methods, and they want to see something different.
Fisher's proposal to Homeland Security was unsolicited, but he's hoping that they consider it. California's governor appears to be backing away from trying to keep people from building homes in high-risk wildfire areas.
A new report that highlights California's growing wildfire threat says more than 2.5 million Californians live in areas described as a very high hazard for wildfires. Nearly 180 cities and towns are in those areas. California's governor, Democrat Gavin Newsom, suggested last week that local governments de-emphasize building in areas around forests, but now says that was meant to start a conversation about how to build smarter. The recently retired head of the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said last year that government should consider blocking construction in high-risk areas. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Stocks could surge at the opening bell in less than a half hour on Wall Street. Dow futures up over 100 points. A big comeback in the NBA, the largest one in playoff history last night.
This is Lou Williams. Pops it down, and the game is tied at 128.
The LA Clippers went on to beat the defending champion Golden State Warriors 135-131 on TNT. The Clippers were losing the game by 31 points. They've now tied that series at a game apiece. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby. Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today and highs near 76 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 57 degrees for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 76. And Thursday showers, possible thunderstorms, highs near 64 degrees. It is 55 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, April 16th edition of Buyers and Company. Billboards in the orbit and the funeral as we know it is becoming a relic just in time for death boom. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. So this company is a Russian company, and Futurist is where I read this, which is an interesting site. They sort of, as much as anyone can, sort of tackle this crazy, ever-shifting world we live in. And Futurism is the website. A Russian PepsiCo spokesperson, Olga Mangova, confirmed that the collaboration is real. I guess there is an adrenaline rush. This is a Russian Pepsi energy drink that's like big in the gaming.
Okay.
You know, one of those kind of things. The energy drink thing is something that I just never.
I can't.
Got into.
I just can't. I can't smell them. They're too sweet.
Is that what it is?
Something.
I think maybe in my life I've tried a Red Bull just out of curiosity, but I didn't like it.
Red Bull mixed with an adult beverage before, and really just don't like it.
So on behalf of this adrenaline rush, they've started this partnership with this company, and basically here's how it works. They Start Rocket back in January announced that they're going to project these ads into the sky using these CubeSats that have Mylar sails and that reflect sunlight back down to Earth during the twilight or early morning or evening. And basically, they're going to put advertising in the orbit, billboards in the stars. Now, are you automatically offended by this, as some people are?
I think the sky is already pretty beautiful on its own, but I don't
have a
problem.
Well, they're not doing this for art's sake. They're doing this for advertising's
sake.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem with it.
Really? You want your view interrupted by a Pepsi ad? Or,
no.
You don't take Pepsi out and make it anything, right? I mean...
I guess I don't know how obstructive would it be. Is it an actual ad, or is it just supposed to look like a constellation?
No, it's going to be an ad. I mean, it's going to reflect light back from the sun where they can then project images onto these cube sats or whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, okay, so two schools of thought. A University of Michigan astronomy professor said launching projects like this with no commercial, scientific, or national security value seems unwise. I mean, if it's being done
just to.
I'm someone for which billboards do not work.
No.
Now, there are people that pay attention to all of them. And it's funny because, like, billboard companies, when they sell their advertising, say, well, yeah, cars are going by with an average of, like, four people in a car. Like, assuming all four people are looking
at... Or paying attention to a billboard, yeah.
I like the view of the sky. Like, I'm just saying, we go to Hawaii in January, right? And we're on the beautiful island of Kauai. Early morning, late evening, into the darkness. Is my view going to be better off with a big ad hanging in the sky above Hawaii?
No.
Now, what's interesting is the cost. Vlad Stinnikoff told Futurism, we're ruled by brands and events. The Super Bowl, Coca-Cola, Brexit, the Olympics, Mercedes, FIFA, Supreme, Mexican Wall. The economy is the blood system of society, entertainment, and advertising are at its heart. Now, I agree with that. But is this something you want to see, and what does it cost? Check it out. I think it's a pretty good investment. $20,000 for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the demographic is. I don't know how big, an audience
it
gets to.
This is only in Russia, right?
Right now, but you know once someone does it.
Well, and I guess that's part of the thing that makes me nervous about it, is once you start this kind of thing, I always think of the futuristic movies. You see these floating blimps with the ads and things in
Blade
the sky.
Blade Runner, you're talking about.
Yes. I mean, name any futuristic movie where they literally, there would be billboards in space and things like that. And it's just like, I don't...
But why would we not do there what we do here?
I know.
Is, I think, the question. Like, this is just what we do as people.
This is why I always wonder, like, if there is other artificial intelligence, or not artificial, if there is other intelligence out there, if when they find us, we find them, if they look at us and go, ugh.
Well,
good grief, they are really commercialized. Like, will they have, like, turn their nose up at us?
I don't know. Maybe it's a plant and it doesn't even know to have those thoughts. I don't really know what other intelligence is out there. I'm not looking at this from the other end of space. I'm looking at it from our end of space, our view. Do you really want the nighttime to look like a NASCAR?
Not really. I mean, I feel like, we already have enough light pollution as it is at night in certain areas. And really, there's nothing better to look at than just staring at stars.
Okay.
But, I mean, I get it. I'm a free market person, so.
Yeah, but who owns that market?
That's a good question. Because there are no borders. There are no states. There are no...
Don't you feel like that we're getting ramped up for a big science fiction movie about the war over space?
We are getting there. Because, you talk about Space Force with President Donald Trump. You talk about what China wants to do, what Russia's doing. You do start to wonder when we're going to start to carve areas of our solar system out.
Okay. Well, as private companies are taking, launching ships and you've got...
So I understand where that scientist said, if this doesn't have any scientific, or this is not a wise decision. I get that.
Because some of the folks objecting to the nighttime sky with ads, this was my favorite. This startup made an AI read every dystopian fiction novel, and it's turning its cursed ramblings into business plans. Shooting down these ads should be legal. They say they've tested the technology with a helium balloon that launched one of its reflectors into the stratosphere where it was visible from the ground. An hour and a half later after the launch, we concluded the test was successful. Start Rocket plans to launch the system into orbit in 2021. It's currently raising funds, it says, and $20,000 investment will buy 8 hours of advertising in the night sky. 20,000 doesn't sound bad depending on how big a population number you hit.
Yeah, and I'm also thinking, okay, if you're just putting up some cubes on a helium balloon.
No, they launched one of the cubes on a helium balloon.
Yes.
I mean, to get it into the atmosphere.
And that test, they're like, yep, we're good.
Yeah.
That's Rocket.
How far off do you think any of this stuff is?
None of it. I guess it's just privatizing it before we even...
What else are you going to do? I mean, no one owns that. Governments don't own that space.
No, and that's the thing. Who regulates it, if it was?
Why would you want anybody to regulate it? I thought you were a capitalist. Now you're talking about having government regulate space.
I am. I just, you know, I got to be responsible. We've already got it. Frankly, this is no different than what people are already doing. Companies already launched satellites up there. We have so much junk in space.
Okay. So what's a little Mylar?
Exactly. What is the point? I mean, really. It's just another thing that's just going to die and just circle around. Like
I don't know. Maybe we wake up in a couple of years and it looks like Blade Runner, literally. All right. When we get back on the other side of the break, do you realize that funerals are changing?
You know, I kind of feel like they are a little bit. Some of the traditions are going away and people are just kind of paring it down a little bit.
No.
No?
No. In big cities across America, like Los Angeles, they are now there's a profession called a celebration of life planner. You hire them.
Oh, my God. I want to do this.
You want to plan funerals?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
But like parties.
What is wrong with you?
What? That sounds fabulous.
That is a weird reaction to this story.
No. I want to hear all about it. Sign me up.
Now, to give you the tease before we go to the break and come back, they literally had a woman by the name of Dana West hired a Los Angeles Celebration of Life planner and for her father, Howard, and they decided to do a memorial of Palooza. And literally, they rented out a movie theater, and out on the marquee, it says, Wes says, it's a wrap.
See, who wouldn't want to be a part of that? Turn that frown upside down.
We'll take a break, back with more, and just a little insight into what I live with every day.
Shush.
You want to be a funeral planner.
Yes.
Not just any funeral planner. You want to plan parties around people dying.
Yeah, funeral palooza.
Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
That's a wrap. Partly sunny skies, highs near 76 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 57. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 76. And Thursday, showers, possible thunderstorms, highs near 64 degrees. It's 55 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago, with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Okay, let's first of all define the difference between a funeral and a memorial. A funeral would have the body there. A memorial would not.
Okay.
And this is something that is happening on the high end with wealthy people, but it's also happening on the low end because of the cost of funerals. And you know how much cremation numbers have gone up since 2002?
Probably a lot, considering what a casket funeral costs.
More than half of all American deaths lead to cremations, and that was at 28% in 2002. So it's almost doubled because of the cost, and the cremation route can be about a third of the price of a full burial. And if you take that, let me give you some contributing factors before you go off on your next career path. Mm. You have the cost of a funeral averages about $9,000.
Yeah.
And if you can cut that to a third by cremation to do that. And then only 26% of America now regularly attend church. So the religious aspects of burial dropping off. And then you throw in casual Friday. I mean, the societal values.
Yes.
Are changing. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as all of these things factoring in, it's not necessarily a trend. I think rich people have been doing weird stuff like this for a long time. This woman, by the way, her dad, Howard, who died, was Jerry Seinfeld's manager. So Jerry Seinfeld worked the memorial. So, I mean, not everybody has access to Jerry Seinfeld. By the way, they had a crowd of more than 300 people at the Sony Pictures studio. They had a hot dog, cart from Pink's. Gift bags, and the gift, the hit was a baseball cap inscribed with "Life's Not Fair, Get Over It." That was a beloved Howard saying, evidently. A constellation of speakers with Jerry Seinfeld as the closer. And this woman, who's a Bay Area clinical psychologist, said her dad never followed the rules, so why would his memorial service? So that's a party that a rich person threw for a rich dad. But let's take a little look at the overall industry. And this is in the San Francisco Chronicle, by the way. Somber, embalmed body funerals with their $9,000 industry average price tag are for many families a relic. Instead of end-of-life ceremonies are being personalized. Golf course cocktail send-offs, backyard potluck memorials, more Sinatra and Clapton, less Ave Maria, more Hawaiian shirts, fewer dark suits. Families want to put the fun in funerals.
Yeah.
The movement will accelerate, and here's the kicker. As the nation approaches a historic spike in deaths, baby boomers, despite strenuous efforts to stall the aging process, are not getting any younger. In 2030, that's not all that far from here, right? 11 years from now, there will be the people over 65 will outnumber children. And by 2037, 3.6 million people are projected to die in the United States. That was a million more than 2015.
Yep.
So we're looking at
a lot of dead people.
More of this. And evidently, and I hadn't thought about this, but it makes sense that some of this started back in the 1980s during the AIDS epidemic when people didn't have the money and funeral homes were overwhelmed.
And they refused. And people, a lot of them refused.
And people started sort of doing these own parties at their homes or parks. You know.
Thought about that. You're absolutely right.
So some of this dates back quite a while. Now, 36% of Americans, by the way, say they regularly attend religious services. Nearly a third never or rarely attend, and almost a quarter identify as agnostic or atheist, according to the Pew Research Center. So that's changed. And half of all American deaths now lead to cremation. There was a time when I thought in my life, or I remember adults in my life thinking that was sort of an icky way to do it. Cremation.
I never did.
I don't mean you. I'm talking about when you were a kid.
Oh, probably.
Like burial or cremation. There was something more fanciful or more revered or something about putting you in the ground than...
You know, I think a lot of my family members, like I remember growing up going to memorials, if you were, and they were usually cremations.
Yeah.
And I think the first time I had to go to a funeral, it was actually a visitation. And I'm like, whoa. And I was probably like nine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a body there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? That seemed really weird to me. That seemed more weird than the cremation.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of flipped for me.
So now they're turning it into a party.
Wouldn't you?
I guess. I just feel like this is now in the wedding category of things I really don't like attending.
No, but wouldn't you just rather people have, like, give you a nice Irish send-off?
I guess. Memorials are no longer strictly local events, as with weddings and birthdays. Families are choosing favorite vacation spots. Captain Ken's Middleton's Hawaii Ash Scatterings performs 600 cremains dispersals a year. as many as 80 passengers on cruises that may feature a ukulele player, a conch shell blower, and release of white doves or monarch butterflies.
Oh, my.
To make it a celebration of life and not such a morbid affair. And he sees annual growth at 15 to 20%. And with increased concern for the environment, here you go, progressives, people are often opting for green funerals,
yep,
in which the body is placed in a biodegradable coffin or shroud.
Mm-hmm.
The industry is thinking outside the box. Now, this industry, what does the funeral home industry do? Because they seem to still be hanging on to the overpriced everything.
You know what it is? It's guilt. And I,
what do you mean?
Families that have just lost a loved one
feel like that they want to have the best.
They want it, yes. So, you know, like, oh, mom would love, you know, this kind of thing. You know, think of her send off to meet her maker. And she doesn't care if it's a lacquered cherry box.
Okay. There's some of that.
I really think that's a large part of it.
Well, but here's the thing, though. Can I ask this question? And I mean this honestly. Because there's people out there, Katrina Spade in Seattle, who considered herself an alternative death care movement and whatever. She thinks that, and here's, she questions why death should be a one event moment rather than an opportunity to create an enduring tradition, a death day to honor the deceased. I want to force my family to choose a ritual that they do every year. Isn't that very selfish and vain and narcissistic?
Yes.
That you know, families need to be allowed.
To move on.
The thing about a funeral is that it's decisive.
Yes, it's done. It's, you can now move on.
But how narcissistic are we as people if we want to create something that once we're gone, our family feels obligated to celebrate every year?
Mm-hmm.
I always looked at, like, I always wondered what was going on, like, when they would buy those newspaper ads, you know, like with the picture, you know, year after year after year. And I think, okay, that was kind of nice, I guess.
Still gone, but not forgotten.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to mock it.
I always thought the same thing. Not giving yourself closure.
Isn't there some, a little bit of selfishness in all of this, in this sort of, like, when we used to have, when Me Too meant a different thing. You know what I mean? Like, a little too much of that in life. This sort of feels like, well, dying's a drag, so let's just make a party out of it. But you guys got to do this every year after I'm gone.
They're like, sure, we're not doing this.
No, but don't you feel like there would be a guilt obligation? Well, that's what they wanted.
Yes. And I think that that's wrong.
After Seattle artist Briar Bates died in 2017 at age 42, four dozen friends performed her joyous water ballet in a public wading pool, a fantastic incarnation of Briar's spirit. Anything other than denial that you're going to die is a healthy step in our culture. I don't know. I'm getting more annoyed, and I got to realize this is a San Francisco newspaper. So they're probably not going to go talk to Fred, you know, in the valley. They're going to, like, talk to these people who are, you know, didn't Johnny Depp almost go broke trying to pay for Hunter Thompson's funeral?
Yep. And didn't they shoot his ashes in a rocket?
A cannon.
Cannon? Or...
No, but it was like a made from, like, literally made. I mean, like, Hunter Thompson drew out the specs of what this would look like. I don't know. I'm torn, Lindsay Romano. You think it would be fun being around death all the time?
It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me. I honestly, the thing about funerals is it's usually, it's guilt.
I hate.
It's guilt.
I know. You're talking about not a funeral. You're talking about the preparation for a funeral. Funerals are just the service. You're talking about the process of picking out all the stuff that goes along with the funeral. That's different than the funeral itself.
But even funerals, memorials, they're very uncomfortable. Everybody, you don't want to, it's like nobody feels right to smile, and you just...
Well, why, it's someone just died.
Okay, but that's why I kind of like the idea of a celebration of life.
Okay, but then, all right. Are you telling me then that we're going to now just grieve differently, or people are going to just feel different when people die? It's like, oh, well, let's throw a party.
No.
Let's put on your smiley face.
No, but I think it kind of helps in
you
the healing
don't think,
process.
Well, okay, for you.
Yes.
Okay.
I would think it would also help the people I leave behind.
You don't think it's just as uncomfortable making a party out of it
as
it is going to a funeral home?
Be like ridiculous about it, but I think if you just...
Do you think that if you die tomorrow, that me putting on a Hawaiian shirt's going to make me happy to go to it? Like,
first of all,
it's a party. Daggone it.
Expect you to put on a Hawaiian shirt.
Or do something, or be obligated to do it every year.
God, no.
Yeah. I think that people find that when they do these sort of things, you know, that there's a shelf life on that because there is a certain natural process
yes.
of burying someone and moving on. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
I know that sounds very cold, but I think that's essential for the human nature. I think this is just people being really like, I'm going to be selfish with the afterlife. Consistent, I guess. We'll take a break for stories and news. Half hour left, folks. We'll give away some Cardinals tickets, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Don't go anywhere.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. First Mid Wealth Management recently announced Andy Cave as its new Senior Vice President of Business Development and Strategy. Prior to joining First Mid, Cave served as President of Soy Capital Bank and Trust. First Mid completed its acquisition of Soy Capital in November 2018 and completed the conversion of the former Soy City Banking Centers to the new name on April 8th. The local bishop of the Catholic Church says the Notre Dame Cathedral is more than a church. It's a worldwide iconic symbol of our Catholic faith. Bishop Thomas John Paprocki of the Diocese of Springfield stated his thoughts and prayers are with Catholics around the world who love the Notre Dame Cathedral and have lasting memories there. The people of France and the first responders. A catastrophic fire engulfed the upper reaches of Paris' soaring Notre Dame Cathedral as it was undergoing renovations on Monday, threatening one of the greatest architectural treasures of the Western world. The blaze collapsed the cathedral spire and spread to one of its landmark rectangular towers. But the church's structure has been saved after firefighters managed to stop the fire. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Nearly 400 firefighters worked to save Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. There's a lot of damage.
This iconic church losing its spire and its roof, the fire declared fully extinguished after around 15 hours. President Emmanuel Macron pledging a rebuilding effort to wealthy French families have already offered $320 million.
Fox's Simon Owen, the father of a 12-year-old girl whose mother was killed in action in Afghanistan, has now been allowed back in Arizona.
Jose Gonzalez Carranza came to the U.S. illegally in 2004 and was deported last week. After his wife's death, Carranza was awarded a parole in place, which meant he could stay in the U.S. without fear of deportation. ICE refiled the case last year, and he was ordered deported after he missed a court hearing. His lawyer says ICE sent the notice to the wrong address.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, no word why the deportation order was reversed. This is Fox News.
Get ready, Decatur. Court Supports, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here. Opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Wynonna.
How did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at devonamphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at devonamphitheater.com.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny and highs near 76 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 57 for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 76. And Thursday, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 64 degrees. It is 57 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Right now, we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages pulled back on Monday, and the Dow was down 27 points to 26,384. While earnings optimism helped to drive the markets higher on Friday, Monday's announcements were not as favorable, bringing investor worries about the first quarter earnings reporting season to the forefront again. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.5%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.71%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.25%. The 10-year U.S. government government bond was down 6/32, yielding 2.753%. Gold futures were down $4.20 at $1,287.10. Crude oil futures were off 9 cents at $63.31 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 26,521, a positive 136 points. ADM at 43.54, Ameren 72.22, Caterpillar 140.87, Norfolk Southern 193.97, PPG 117.08, Tate & Lyle 38.40, and Mueller Water 10.88. And now I quote author and aviator Anne Morrow Lindbergh. It takes as much courage to have tried and failed as it does to have tried and succeeded. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie, as always. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. All right, I'm going to finish this whole funeral story with something I hope you find so annoying that you come to my side in the argument. There is a woman in this article who is quoted, and I'm trying to find her first name. Her last name is West. She has, this is her plans for her own party. Great food, live music, preferably Latin inspired. My personal possessions are auctioned off with the proceeds benefiting a children's charity. Why can't a memorial service serve as a fundraiser? And then she's an avid traveler, so she's designated friends to disperse her cremains in multiple locations that have significance in my life and leave funds to subsidize those trips, which will be a global destination ash scattering. I am glad I am not friends with this woman.
Yeah.
This seems like an awful lot of obligation you're asking for. And why not just leave money to a kid's? Do you really think that your friends and family, when you die, want to hold an auction to auction off all your personal belongings?
And then you find out none of the... It's like... Calm down, Karen. None of your stuff's worth anything.
Now, tell me this isn't annoying. A little bit.
Yes, that's a very extreme version. Okay. I'm just talking about having some barbecue, okay? There's a big difference. I'm not saying you need a second line to do a parade down the middle of Decatur.
But should we? Should there be a line of etiquette about how much you burden people in the ass? I mean, like, you're...
You know, I don't... Honestly, here's the thing. Even the idea of the traditional casket funeral was a bit of a burden. Financially, at least.
Financially, well, and if you didn't have insurance or the money. Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. What I'm saying is, I mean, that was always kind of like, well, now you have to lay me to rest, so, you know...
Okay, but there's closure there.
Yes, but that usually families or people pass away. I mean, my grandparents are like, we got our burial plots for our anniversary. I'm like, what?
Okay, that used to be a thing more than it is today. So they took care of it.
But yes, so they make sure that, like, when they pass, all of that is already taken care of, the plans are taken care of, so it's not a burden. But the idea of, oh, now I want you to take my ashes and basically take me on a vacation that you're paying for.
No, she said she was going to leave funds to subsidize the trips. But, you know, everybody's got a different version of what a good trip is.
Yeah.
If you tell me...
I'm guessing... This woman's like, and you're going to stay in this hostel and volunteer at local charities and make shoes for the poor.
That's exactly what it's going to be like. And she doesn't want to be buried in Hawaii. It's probably Honduras or something
like
that.
Yeah, I want you to go to Guatemala.
There you have it.
Be with my spirit people.
I'm sorry. I guess I get what you're saying. I understand your side of the argument. I just think we're people. We can't be trusted to have good common sense with this stuff.
I don't want that kind
of
thing.
And then I think about all the millennials and the Gen Y people behind us and their expectations in life. This thing could get out of hand quickly.
I'm just saying, have me cremated. What you do with them, I don't care.
All right, but throw a party.
But just have a barbecue.
Just a barbecue?
Yes, I like barbecue. I want just everybody to have a barbecue. Cater it.
I feel so strongly about the barbecue portion of this. It's just
strange. Want good food.
Okay, so we can, like, not put it.
I want everybody to get stuffed.
All right, so we don't have to put, like, our diary entries in. We can take the day off.
Take the day off. What are you going to do with their ashes?
A lot of sodium. Okay. Check out the video of our first round of the new edition of WSOY MCA Challenge. It's up at nowdecatur.com. Our good friends at Decatur Blue, man, are they just fantastic. I was looking at Grant Weber's business card. This can also double as an ice scraper.
Or a pollen scraper this time of year.
Yes. They do. We just had a quick conversation with about business cards, and Grant went into this whole, like, dialogue
about. It was crazy.
And they're like, my God, things have changed.
and the knowledge.
What hasn't changed is the great customer service and serving this community for over 60 years. And their great customer service, their helpful, knowledgeable staff, their commitment to your needs and your satisfaction, the quality workmanship, the guarantees, the high-impact products, driven to provide a positive customer experience. So they welcome tight schedules. They deliver fast turnarounds. Their in-house graphic design stuff is fantastic. Aaron does a great job. And they're also budget conscious, right? They know you're on a budget. I like watching them go to work. Their on-site setup and installation support is fantastic. We're in the middle of getting our floor graphics designed for the Business Expo. And to watch them do that is pretty amazing. You can visit them online, DecaturBlue.com. You can also go to Facebook.com/DecaturBlueprint. But if you need posters, banners, brochures, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, window graphics, cut vinyl, mounting, laminating, trade show booths, banner stands, business cards, sidewalk graphics, artist stretch canvas, label stickers, static cling, directional signage, sandwich boards, and a whole laundry list of things I don't have time to tell you about, Decatur Blue is the place for you to go. They're located at 230 West Wood Street, downtown Decatur. Their phone number is this, 423-7589, or go to DecaturBlue.com. Expo's right around the corner. Don't wait till the last minute. They have a lot of people that do that. They're like the hardest working people. The 48 hours before an expo, they're running all over the place. DecaturBlue.com. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
The Gin Mill offers a premium dining experience that is second to none in Decatur, Illinois. From fresh-cut steaks to soups and sandwiches, with a little twist, the Gin Mill is guaranteed to satisfy your dining experience with fine food and spirits that creates a night to remember. The Gin Mill is open Monday through Friday for lunch from 11 to 3 p.m., with dinner from 4 to 8:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday dining service is from 4 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. The Gin Mill, Decatur's fine dining experience, 124 East Prairie Avenue, downtown Decatur.
Join Byers & Company live from the Children's Museum this Thursday, April 18th, for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing. Every duck purchased during the Early Bird Drawing will be eligible for fabulous prizes from Taproot, Robbie's, The Beach House, Giggles, and more. Purchase $100 or more in ducks and win prizes like Cubs versus Cardinals dugout seats, jewelry, Oak Terrace packages, and more. And don't forget the Duck Derby race on Saturday, May 4th, for your chance to win the top prize of $3,000. Don't miss your chance for Early Bird prizes this Thursday, April 18th, from 6 to 9 a.m.
It's the 17th Macon County CASA Playhouse Raffle. Each year, two themes are chosen for the playhouses. This year, the playhouses are a castle called the Castle CASA and a super cute cottage called the Charleston Single House. Tickets available online at MaconCountyCASA.org or see sponsor locations. Houses will be showcased at Central Park in downtown Decatur beginning Monday, March 25th. And the drawing will be held live at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce Business Expo on Thursday, May 2nd. Please support the 2019 CASA Playhouse Raffle.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. All right, we talked about the technology, now that we're going to do billboards in outer space. What is your own employer doing with you technology-wise? Employee privacy in the U.S. is at stake as corporate surveillance technology monitors workers' every move. This is a growing trend. 2018 survey found that 22% of organizations worldwide are using employment movement data. 17% are monitoring work computer usage data, and 16% are using Microsoft Outlook or calendar usage data. Employees are concerned over this invasion of privacy. Your boss owns more of you than any boss has owned of anybody in the history of mankind, right?
Yes.
What do you think about the movement technology. I mean, literally, they're just tracking your movement data.
You know, I mean, I know there are some...
You work at a warehouse or whatever.
UPS does this currently. Amazon does this if they're at their, you know, location too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get an alert, you know, what's going on or whatever. I mean, there's timed things. I know some factories do this. It's strange, but I mean, our employer could do this. I'm tied into everything.
Amazon received a patent earlier this year for an ultrasonic bracelet that can detect a warehouse worker's location, monitor their interaction with inventory bins by using ultrasonic sound pulses. The system can track when and where workers put in or remove items from the bin. An Amazon spokesperson said the company has no plans to introduce this technology, but that if implemented in the future, could free up associates' hands, which now hold scanners to check and fulfill orders. So they're doing it. It's a dual purpose, right? Like, I don't have to, if I just pick up the item and I'm wearing this bracelet, it automatically scans the item in, right? I don't have to scan the box.
Yeah.
But it also is tracking everything you do. Is this not a little big brother, a little creepy?
It's very creepy. And I think some of it is, I don't know. I hate that we can do it with our kids, and then the idea of, like, employers doing it.
All right. I mean, and UPS has been using sensors in their delivery trucks to track usage to make sure drivers are wearing seatbelts and maintenance is up to date. It's not the person they're tracking. It's the truck itself.
I know Amazon, and they do.
Walmart, by the way, last year patented a system that lets the retail giant listen in on workers and customers. The system can track employee performance metrics, ensures that employees are performing their jobs efficiently and correctly by listening for sounds such as rustling of bags or beeps of scanners at the checkout line, and can determine the number of items placed in bags and number of bags. Sensors can also capture sounds from guests talking while in line and determine whether employees are greeting guests properly.
Oh, that's no, no.
And they said they don't have any immediate plans to implement, but you're patenting it this for a reason, right?
Yeah, we don't have any plans. You know what? Maybe you should do that at Walmart.
Do you think privacy laws are anywhere near where they need to be to keep up with this technology?
Laws are never.
It's interesting because I was down in the break room the other day, and normally I put my baked chicken and broccoli and rice, which is the same thing I have for lunch every single day. I usually put it in the microwave, and I come back up, and I go back down and get it. And I thought, I'm just going to stick around. And I was reading the employment stuff on the wall.
Occasionally I do that too.
You know, all the stuff you have to post in a public area about minimum wage and if you're pregnant. And I mean, there's but there's nothing on there about digital. I mean, there's nothing on there.
That's what I'm saying. Law will never be able to catch up to what employers will want to push.
Now, employers say that analyzing these new forms of data helps to boost productivity. But employees are concerned over this invasion of privacy. I mean, there's some of this stuff in the, like, let me just ask you this. Like, don't you think most people think what I do outside of work is my business?
Yes.
I mean, as long as it's legal.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get into the argument of like, people should be able to, you know, snort cocaine at home and go drive a truck the next day. I mean, there are certainly lines there.
Or be, you know, do anything else illegal outside that they would be no.
Right. But I'm just saying if you enjoy a cocktail or you're married to a man or to, I mean, that all of that shouldn't be, but think about everything they own, all the data, right? I mean, think about Microsoft. We don't think about, when we talk about the whole Alphabet stuff, we tend to leave Microsoft out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a work connection that's not tied in through Microsoft?
Not for us.
But I think that would probably be similar in most offices, uh-huh. Right? I mean, I can't even keep up with all of it, like the groups and all of the other stuff that's...
And it's become such a big part of my life, I can't function in my regular life without it.
I mean, I'm in Microsoft Teams. I'm in Microsoft...
Oh, I've got OneDrive, Delve. I've got all these different things that I have to have. Microsoft Planners, Microsoft To Do, notebooks.
And how much of that is available to somebody who wants to look at it if they're your employer?
Then there's my calendar.
And then here's the other thing, too. Here's where the human behavior part comes in, all right? And I'm not, by the way, specifically speaking about our company. I'm just using our company as an example, right? Because you generally have the employers, which are like the CEOs or the presidents. They don't do this stuff. They don't know how to do it. You've got IT people that have access to everybody.
And they shouldn't. I mean, they should.
They can look in and they can peek
in
and they can do. And they're not anywhere near being the boss, right?
Nope.
So you build this kingdom or this business and you give the keys over to a mid-level person who has access to everything on everyone, right? So do you think the law should even try to keep up?
I don't think the law can.
Mm-hmm.
I think employers have to have a very specifically stated policy. If you don't want to work for that company, then don't.
Yeah, but what if it's everyone? There's also Humanize, which is a Boston-based startup company. They make wearable badges that are equipped with RFID sensors, an accelerometer, microphones, and Bluetooth. The devices are just slightly thicker than a standard corporate ID badge. They can gather audio data such as tone of voice and volume. They can determine whether an employee is sitting or standing, and Bluetooth and infrared sensors to track where employees are and whether they have face-to-face interactions.
See, what I want to know is, why do you care? Mm-hmm. It's all going to be a robot anyway.
Well, that's a very broad, general, not true statement.
No, I mean, you know, this all seems like a lot of these are assembly line factory collection for Amazon. I mean, like how fast you're moving, whether you're sitting.
You think that's only in a factory? That's the only place that's useful? Employees are in a difficult position as more and more consumer privacy laws take shape. We've seen that there's been a concern for companies that those privacy laws don't apply to employees. I mean, I guess you're right. At the end of the day, you can either work or not work for a company. But if every company is doing the same thing eventually ever, then you really don't have much of a choice,
do
you?
No. And that's where the law will eventually pick up. By then, it will be completely the social norm.
Ben Weber, CEO and co-founder of Humanize, said the company, which started as a project in MIT Media Lab, has developed guidelines to address company and employee privacy concerns. Employees opt in to use badges and can choose to use fake ones if they're not comfortable with the real ones. Microphones in the badges only record about 48 samples per second, which can track tone of voice and volume, but not content. Companies also control what data fields to collect for Humanize to analyze, so emails can be scrubbed of actual addresses, subject lines, or anything else. You can say that there are rules and guidelines, but if you give employers access to all this information, human behavior is still going to rule at the end of the day, right?
Just like the government.
Yes.
They just won't admit to it.
Now, how do you balance that with also safety and well-being and quality of work? I mean, do employers not have a right to be able to use the technology to try to keep people safer or to have a better customer experience? Is it really bad that they want to listen in at your cashier experience with Walmart? I mean, would that
not... Is it any different than if you call a call center? This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Well, there's...
Is it any different?
Any call, basically, anymore, right? Yeah.
Somebody's listening.
I don't know. It's kind of creepy. What are we going to do? We got tickets to give away for Cardinals mm-hmm. baseball, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. This is the April 21st game against the Mets.
Mets, yes.
So that's this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weather look like a week ahead, just out of curiosity? Of course, that would be
this
for here
Sunday?
Or not. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
Today's the 16th.
Yeah.
Looking at weather, full forecast. And, 77 and sunny here. So you
yes.
figure it's not too far off in St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
right? All right. What number caller would you like to do?
12.
Number 12?
Number 12. Caller... This is Easter Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but so what?
Yeah. This is how you, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
875-1340. Caller number 12. Two tickets to see the Mets and Cardinals this Sunday. Caller 12 at 875-1340. We'll take a quick break, back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Partly sunny, highs near 76 today. Then tonight, cloudy and lows around 57 for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 76. And Thursday, showers, thunderstorms, highs near 64. It is 59 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box, that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
How fitting. One of my favorite Sinatra songs of all time. Used very effectively in The Pope of Greenwich Village, when Mickey Rourke was still a good-looking man. Oh, trust me, I know a lot of women like that Mickey Rourke look now, but he was a really dashing dude back in the 1980s. And that was my first introduction to that movie, Pope of Greenwich Village. Remember Eric Roberts?
Yes.
Brother of Julia?
Brother of Julia.
He is so good in that movie. I cannot tell you how good he is. Pope of Greenwich Village. You know, we should try to find that somewhere. You know, there is a bit of a missing catalog, I notice, of a certain, like, some of the 1980s stuff. Like, they came along before there was, like, Blu-ray or digitally remastering stuff. Do you feel like some of that got lost, even though we have access to more than what we've ever had in our life?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, you know,
like, you go to find something like that and it doesn't exist. You can't find it.
No, because they didn't, like, move it over to digital. It's still on VHS.
Now, it might be there. I don't know. I haven't looked. But sometimes you miss out on that stuff. Who is the winner of our ticket window? Cardinals tickets this Sunday, Easter Sunday, taking on the Mets, courtesy of the great folks at JL Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Who won our tickets today?
That was Brett Stanley.
Okay, Brett, congratulations, and enjoy those. For those of you still trying to call in, we'll have more tickets to give away through the week. Don't forget, Thursday, we're at the Children's Museum for the big early kickoff for the 28th annual Duck Derby. We'll be there from 6 to 9. And if you're a Cards or Cubs fan, if you buy $100 or more in Ducks that morning, your name's going to go into the drawing for 4 tickets to see the Cardinals-Cubs game. It's a Saturday, June 1st, dugout box section, 135 row E. Look those babies up. Those are good tickets, really good tickets. And if they're the tickets I think they are fantastic, a really unique experience and a way to really enjoy the game. So, and we've got all kinds of other things, too. Oak Terrace Package, Betsy Tanner Jewelry, membership at the Decatur Athletic Club, Giggles Easter Basket, list goes on and on and on. So 6 till 9, Matt Hall and I will be at the Children's Museum of Illinois. Can't wait to see the train tracks. Pulled up in there in the new parking lot, right?
Sweet.
I wonder what that's going to do for, like, the whole Duck Derby, you know, the way it always has been in the past. Give them a lot more room, right?
Oh, a lot more room, or just more creative ways. And oh, it's so much fun.
Going to be exciting. Going to be exciting. All right. So tomorrow morning, we were going to have Senator Andy Menar on, but evidently that's going to have to be rescheduled. We'll let you know when that happens. But as I said, Thursday at the Children's Museum of Illinois, and then we'll be back here for Good Friday, action-packed on Friday. We'll have our Ed Spotlight, our GT Church segment. We'll also do the Brinkotter Home Highlight with the agents in studio, plus Angela from the YMCA. Now, did you think Angela was a little tougher yesterday than you were anticipating on day one?
Yeah.
She seemed sort of like the evil, like there was a doppelganger.
What the heck was that about?
I thought it was just me.
Nope.
Do you think trainers have a bad day and then they get a little sort of...
No, there was a lot of training that went into that.
Huh?
There was a lot of training that went into that.
What do you mean?
She planned that.
Yeah. No, it was good. I thought it was great. Although Rachel's out there limping around like she's a 98-year-old
woman. Oh, my God.
I
honestly thought she was about to start crying when she came in here.
Really?
I said, are you okay? She's like, I just hurt all over.
23.
She's in my leg.
Don't make me break Howard's quotes out on you. The Howard that got the big funeral party.
Yes. That's a wrap.
Life's not fair. Get over it. Check it out. Video's up on Nauticator.com. We will be back with you bright and early tomorrow morning. If you missed any of the show today, podcast presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Easiest way to get them, go straight to Facebook or the Nauticator app. And we'll see you tomorrow. Enjoy the 76-degree day.
Those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new. Beneath the blue.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY, Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3.